With me this morning on Carolina Conference Call is Phil Clark. He is the Associate Director of Just Say Something. And before we get started, full disclosure, Phil's a good friend of mine. Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I hope you are.
I am, and I wanted to get you on Carolina Conference Call, first of all, because you are the kindest, best person I know. Y'all, if there's ever been anything big going on in Greenville to help people, I'm sure that Phil's been a part of it some way. You just have the kindest heart I've known in anyone.
Oh, well, thank you, sweetie. You know, I've always been willing to give back, and there's a lot of people out there that are suffering, and I don't have everything in the world, but I'm fortunate, and I have a roof over my head. Mm. So, you know, that's just who I am, is to give back.
Well, I think that's wonderful. And Just Say Something is where your heart is, for sure. First of all, before we get into things you've got going on, tell everyone, what is Just Say Something? When did it start, and what is it about?
Okay, so actually we started with a group of parents coming together around a kitchen table back in 1984.
Wow.
And then in 1986 we incorporated and became an official 501c3, and then our name was Greenville Families in Action. And a lot of people through the years have known us through Red Ribbon and some other prevention activities that we've done. Mm-hmm. Then in the 90s, we changed our name to Greenville Family Partnership. And so as we're evolving and as what we do evolves, we felt like that Greenville Family Partnership really didn't represent who we are. So we worked with a creative group that came up with our name, because at the end of the day, we just want people to just say something.
Mm.
We want parents to just say something to their kids. We want kids to just say something to their parents about what's going on in their life. So that's what we're about. I could go on and on about stories of us working with families. But we work with families to help keep families together, but we also work with families to bring them back through unification, whether it's through the foster care system or DSS or some mechanism that the system has gotten involved in their life. We help get the system out.
Oh, and that's the hope and dream, right, is to bring these families back together.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we work real close with parents. And so I'll give you a story of a dad that came to one of our programs several years ago. And so he was there for a 5-week series. Mm-hmm. And so they met every Monday for 5 weeks for 2 hours. And so the homework for this particular night was go home, tuck your child in, tell them you love them.
Mm.
And, you know, it's kind of, I mean, I grew up with that. I heard that all the time.
Right, right.
So this dad hung out after class and asked our facilitator, said, can I talk to you? And she's like, sure, what you need? He's like, what do you mean, tuck my child in? I've never done anything like that. I don't know. I don't understand what you're telling me to do.
Oh, wow.
And so Lynn went through to show him. But then his next one was, I've never told my son that I love him.
Oh, I can't.
And so Lynn's heart just dropped to her feet.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lynn told him through the process of what to do. And she says, now, when you come back next week, I want you to tell me that you did this successfully. So the next week he comes in a little early so he could talk to her. And he says, well, you know, it took me a little bit of time. I went in one night and kind of tucked the sheets in around him, didn't say anything to him. And then the next night I did a little bit more. Then I finally got the courage. I tucked him in. I kissed him on the forehead. And I was turned to run out of the room because I was embarrassed. My son reached up, grabbed my arm, and said, Dad, I love you too.
Oh, you're going to make me cry right here on the radio.
So, you know, we work with families, and we don't care where you come from.
Right.
I mean, community centers send people to us, community centers, attorneys, churches, businesses use us sometimes for their EAP program so we can help their parents. Because our contention is when we're working, we're always being provided that professional development so we can do our job better, right?
Right, right.
Well, you know, okay, so if you have a parent working for you, right, and that parent is worried about their child or their spouse, you don't have them 100%. So we can come in and provide classes for parents so they can help mitigate better what's going on in their household.
Oh, I think that's such a gift to parents, too, because I know a lot of people struggle with, am I doing enough for my child, especially those that have to work multiple jobs or long hours at the one job they do have. And back to
right,
that story that you shared with us, is it because, do you think that father didn't have it from his father? Like, it's like you all are interrupting a chain of events here. You're changing a family.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, because he admitted, I was never told that I was loved when I was a child. So I didn't know I was supposed to tell my child that.
Right, right. And it seems so.
And so we're breaking those cycles and we're helping families be stronger.
Oh, and I love it. And in some of these families, and I'm sure a lot of them are at-risk families, and they need that guidance. And that father sounds like he wanted, he needed it. He just, you know, stuck around to ask the questions. And a lot
right,
of them just need that guidance.
Right, right. You know, and we have people. And it doesn't have to be stories like that. We have people, especially for those that had middle school and high school students out there, how many of you tell your child to go clean your room, then you go to the room an hour later and you're like, what's this mess? I thought I told you to clean your room.
Right.
I did. So there's an expectation on the parent side, mm-hmm, and there's a level of expectation on the child side, but they're not the same. And so we have people that can talk to parents over the phone to give them some tools and strategies to help reduce some of that friction in the family.
Oh, which, you know, we know.
Just
so,
over little things like that.
Yeah, that can blow up into something big, right?
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, if your child throws a tantrum in the grocery store,
mm-hmm,
we've seen that from time to time. You know, we have people that can talk with parents over the phone, again, to give them some tools and strategies. We're not counselors by any means.
Mm-hmm.
We deliver and provide research and science-based proven tools that can help families mitigate what's going on in their household.
Right, because what was done to them may not be what works for their child.
That's right. That's yeah, right. So, and if you have three kids, everyone's going to have to be treated different because they're not the same.
Right.
You know, so what, right, what you just said, what works for one doesn't work for everybody, even in the same household. So the parents need to learn the personality of their children individually and then tailor what they do to that child.
Right. How's it been? You know, COVID has really messed a lot of people up, not only just physically, where, you know, parents and kids are at home together a lot more, and the kids aren't getting outside to schools and getting their socialization in. But how's it financially and the stress level in families? How has that all come together from COVID? I'm sure it's been a struggle.
It really has. And so one of the things that we found out that we realized with schools not going in, unfortunately, that's the place where we see most child abuse or neglect notices being made.
Right.
And so without kids being able to go to school, families are confined to that house. So just like, you know, a beautiful day that we've had recently, get outside, do things. One of the things that we're realizing too is more and more people are turning to alcohol. More and more people are turning to drugs because they can't cope with what's going on in the household. We can help them with that and therefore reduce levels of child abuse and neglect that I'm afraid we're going to see a bump of those numbers go up when kids start going back to school full time.
Because the dynamic has changed in their home over these last few months, you believe?
Right, right. Yeah, it's completely different. You know, you go from working all the time, kids are in school, you're home for supper, hopefully you're eating together as a family, you're doing things, but now all of a sudden, okay, I'm sitting in front of a computer all day because now I'm at school on my computer and I get bored with that. parents are having to sit at the kitchen table or dining room table on their computer, they get frustrated. So they start getting on each other's nerves, and then that blows up. And so, you know, it's all about having patience, working with kids, realizing that your kids are kids. They're not adults.
Right.
And you need to treat them as kids. You don't need to treat them as an equal. You need to treat them as a child, because they are a child. And you, as the parent, are role models for how that child can develop and go through life. One thing that we do know through research is that what happens to a child from birth to five can dictate, doesn't have to, but can dictate how their life goes through their different stages.
Wow.
And so there's this thing called adverse childhood experiences, and it's trauma-informed. And we've heard a lot about that in the news lately. So the more trauma that a child has, the more likely they're to do certain activities and to get involved in certain activities that will be unhealthy for them.
And your job is to get in there, I guess, before the bad stuff starts happening. I know, you know, opioids, that's a big concern of ours right now. You hear about a lot of people, moms and dads and kids themselves, getting into prescription drugs. Is your job to get there before they discover the drug, help them get off of it, or at every step?
So we're at every step. Our goal at Just Say Something is to educate so we can prevent. And so if we could do more community education, if we can do more awareness campaigns, we can educate our community about the dangers of tobacco, alcohol, and other drugs. And then instill, especially working with kids, instill with them the resilience and the decision-making skills, life skills, to make them stronger. Because that's when they turn to drugs, is when they're trying to find their niche of where they fit in. When they're in middle school and high school. But one thing since COVID, so from January the 1st to February the 15th of 2020, I forget the exact numbers, but I'm close. There were 15 overdoses in Greenville County.
Okay.
From January the 1st to February 15th, 2021, there's been almost 30 overdoses in Greenville County. So we see overdose going up, we see heroin use going up, we see ecstasy going up, we see pot smoking. I mean, it's ballooning because, again, kids are at home bored, parents are at home bored, they don't know what to do with themselves.
Oh. Now, I could talk to you all day long, and I love the work that you're all doing. Before I let you go, tell us about the golf tournament you've got coming up.
Oh, so we have so last year we didn't get to have our golf tournament, but because of COVID.
Right.
And so this is our largest fundraiser every year. So this year on Monday, March 29th, we're going to be at Thornblade for the 33rd annual Red Ribbon Golf Classic that's presented by Reedy Property Group here in Greenville. It's our first year at Thornblade. Mm-hmm. We've been at Green Valley for multiple years, but this year we're moving to Thornblade, and we're very, very excited about this opportunity, and we're very excited to, again, to be able to host a person-to-person fundraiser, although we will be doing social distancing as much as possible. But, you know, you notice if you drive by the golf course on the weekends, they're always full. So people are out there playing golf, so it's a great time for a golf tournament.
Right. And you're still looking for volunteers, and if I wanted to volunteer, if I wanted to sponsor, how would I get a hold of you?
So you can either go to our website at justsaysomethingsc.org, or you can give us a call at 864-467-4099.
All right, well, I'll make sure to get that information up on the Elson Bradley Facebook page. It's Phil Clark. He is the associate director of Just Say Something. And, Phil, you know I love you, and I love everything you do, and the community is a better place because you're in it.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I appreciate that. And I appreciate everything you do and y'all do at Whistle and iHeartMedia to help us spread our message.